Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike to tell you along with Charlie Long. We got a full show tonight and certainly a lot of things happening. Happened in Baton Rouge, I guess around noontime. Wade Roos has become the new president of LSU. We've talked about this on Sports Talk now, I guess, for 3 weeks. Wade grew up in Golden Meadow. I've been knowing Wade for a long time. He sort of has went all over the world and then bounced back and into Louisiana as the president of McNeese State. And now he's going to be the new president of LSU. And we hope to get Wade on with us over the next day or two. I know he's busy right now, so we've exchanged some texts about it. So hope to get Mr. Roos on, talk to him about his new job as the new president of LSU. But for the Saints today, Rashid Shaheed being traded to the Seattle Seahawks in exchange for a fourth and a fifth round pick. You look at that roster. What Seattle is all in for this year, they understand. They got something special. They need a speed guy to complement Jaxon Smith-Njigba, who was having a great season for him. They also got some excellent tight ends that can catch the football. You give up a fourth and a fifth round pick, but you get somebody that can help you now. Now, the big question mark is, can you sign him for future years? Because I think he's a great fit in what Seattle does and what Sam Darnold can throw the deep ball downfield. He enjoys that. He likes that. They got some young receivers. So you can afford to pay him the money. Now, depending on exactly what he's looking for. For the Saints, it's acquiring assets for the 2026 draft. Think about draft choices. I've done this over 40 years. You can have all of them in the world. You better make damn sure you pick those guys right when you got the picks. Okay, you can accumulate all the draft choices in the world, but you got to be able to hit on those draft choices, and it's been a major reason why this team is in the problems that they have today. They just don't have enough good players, and you've missed on so many guys via the draft. So kind of a two-headed coin here, but you got a fourth and a fifth-round pick for a guy who was a undrafted free agent. So you got to hit on those draft choices. He certainly brought that big play element. Man, he's got another gear out in space, and I think he'll do really well in Seattle. Before we play this clip that we have, Mike Haas had exclusively with Kellen Moore, the Saints head coach. The Saints have also traded offensive guard Trevor Penning to the L.A. Chargers for a 2027, not a 2026, 2027 sixth-round pick. The Chargers have been ravaged with injuries. I suspect this trade got done because their general manager, Joe Hartis, who at that time was in Baltimore, must have had a really high draft grade on Trevor Penning. And they needed offensive linemen. Trevor's been a major disappointment. When they Saints selected him, he was going to be the left tackle of the future. Could not handle the left tackle position. They moved him to the right side. Could not handle that. They kick him inside. He's one of the lowest rated guards in the National Football League. Listen, if the Chargers can turn it around, hey, God bless them. And I wish Trevor well. I mean, he was a guy that I think gave effort. He's a big man who's athletic, but his technical skills just were never there. And we talked about it the day they selected him. He's a guy that was need a lot of technique work. I even talked to Zach Strief, who worked with him, and Zach told me, Mike, the crazy thing is, you know, he was so much bigger and faster, say quicker than everybody else. He beat him with athleticism. But when you get into the NFL, they all athletic. And so now you had to kind of refine your technical skills. Never was doing that with the Saints. And so he gets a new start out in L.A. with the Chargers. And this is really much more Joe Hartis, having a very high draft grade on him when he came out of college and feeling as though that he can help them. And, man, they need a lot of help. And people talk about the skilled people of the world. You know who's a skilled guy? A guy who's 6'4", 6'5", and 320 pounds that can move and that can play. That's a real skill guy. Offensive, defensive lineman. Right now the Chargers don't have enough up front along the offensive line, so they decided to deal a six-round pick in 2027 for Trevor Penning. Let's go to this interview that Mike Haas did exclusively with Saints head coach Kellen Moore on the trade involving Rashid Shaheed to the Seattle Seahawks.
These are always, you know, for every team, they're tough decisions. Talk about the decision with Shaheed and, you know, just what you get, what you have to give up. I mean, it's a tough decision.
Yeah, trades are really hard in this league. There's a personal side of this thing that always naturally grabs you. Love Shaheed, one of the, you know, nicest people you can possibly meet in the NFL. I mean, he's an awesome person. He's competitive. He's had so much success in this league, and he's earned it, you know, through his whole entire journey in this league. And so, you know, there's a bittersweet component of this. We understand the business side of this. There's an opportunity that, from our team standpoint, feels like there's some value in this moving forward as far as the assets you collect. We have some younger players that we feel like will certainly have opportunities moving forward that we're excited about. And, you know, for Shaheed, he's going to go out there, and I'm sure he's going to play really, really well for Seattle and, you know, continue the success that he's carried.
I had a friend of mine told me once, there's only two things in this life you can't buy. One is youth, and the other is speed. And Shaheed had speed that is rarefied.
Yeah, no question. His ability to separate downfield is second to none in this league. He'll continue to do it. You know, for us, you know, this is while a challenging time, we understand the business side of this, but for our younger guys, there's tremendous opportunity in this.
Finally, I guess talk about what this does for you. And I think people probably don't understand or will forget that Luke Fortner, Devon Vele, Jalen Polk, and Awesome Richards, you've already got people, right, that you've acquired. But just talk about how it impacts what will happen next spring with this draft.
Yeah, so we feel like we have made a few trades that we feel like provide some long-term perspective. You know, certainly with Vele, Jalen, Luke, Awesome, you know, those four guys on offense, those guys will, you know, we have a long-term perspective for. And then, you know, to have a few extra draft picks in this draft is always valuable. You can see what last year's draft class turned into, and we feel like they're progressing really, really well. And those, you know, we had two picks that came acquired from a late, you know, trade deadline trade last year. And so we feel like this can continue to build a young foundation that's going to carry this thing for a long time.
That was Mike Haas in his exclusive interview with Saints head coach Kellen Moore about the Rashid Shaheed trade. And I've told this to Charlie many times. I don't have a lot of bad days in life, but speed never has a bad day.
Nope.
That's what Shaheed's got. Man, never has a bad day. When you fast, man, you don't have a bad day. And you can prolong your career a long time if you can run. And he has shown that he is a really good receiver catching the football with his hands. That was questionable sometimes in college. But he has been a pretty steady receiver in the NFL, catching the ball out front with his hands. It's the biggest improvement I've seen in him as a receiver.
Mike, I think it's interesting because you saw the market was kind of set for wide receiver trades once Jakobi Meyers got moved to Jacksonville, which happened earlier this morning, and it was a 4th and a 6th for Jakobi Meyers, who's a guy that's coming off a 1,000-yard season. I know that you're going to have to pay him, and the Jaguars will have to obviously do that after they made the move to bring him into Jacksonville. But seeing the Saints get a 4th and a 5th for Shaheed, I know that he's accomplished a lot here, a former, you know, all-pro as a returner, had 2,000 yards in his career since being a UDFA. They got good return on investment, I would say, in getting a 4th and a 5th round pick for Shaheed. Now, the whole thing with Penny, yeah. Mike, this goes back to what you talk about all the time, yeah. that these former first-round picks will continue to get opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. Trevor Penning has not been good. He's never really been good, but he's a former first-round pick. And like you always say, Mike, those guys get every chance in the world to succeed at the NFL level.
No, those guys get every chance in the world to show you they can't play. That's the other part. And if it don't work out in L.A., guess what? Somebody else will take him. There are a lot of Dr. Fields out there in the NFL that think they can kind of rehab somebody and, you know, get him better with the technical side. And it may happen one day for Trevor Penning. God bless him. I hope it does. But it wasn't happening here with the Saints. And you had to move on from him at that spot. And so, okay, you get future picks. But again, the key to all of this is what do you do with those picks? What are you going to do? Can you hit on those draft choices? Because they are so valuable. The Jets got 2 first-round picks for Sauce Gardner. Do you really think that the Jets are really confident that they can get somebody with those 2 first-round picks that's better than Sauce Gardner? But it helps the Colts win today.
Yep.
That's what's really important, and he signed long-term. That's the other part of that deal, and I think the Cowboys made a hell of a deal, too, for Quinnen Williams.
Stud, Mike.
Quinnen, man, he is a real playmaker from the inside. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this break.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk.
We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. And we just went through the trades. Rashid Shaheed being dealt off to the Seattle Seahawks for our fourth and fifth round picks in 2026. Trevor Penning, former first round pick, being dealt off to the LA Chargers for a sixth round pick in 2027. I had not heard this entire interview, so Charlie, I want to thank you. You saved the entire interview. I heard snippets of it, but this, I think once you listen to it, and this is an interview Mike Hoss did with Saints Executive Vice President, General Manager Mickey Loomis a couple weeks back. It tells you the story that the Saints, for a lot of people calling about, you know, you got to trade all these guys. The Saints were not going to be sellers here in this market. So, Charlie, I'll have you play that interview that Mike Hawes did with Mickey Loomis for the Saints Hour. This was back in late October.
If this is a building, I don't like the word rebuilding or whatever, it's a building time for this team. Is it possible to say if you're going to be a big player, a little player, don't play? I mean, how do you look at the trade deadline?
Yeah, I don't know that we go in with any particular philosophy about the trade deadline. You know, here's what happens is that, you know, the teams that aren't doing well, everybody presumes they're sellers. And the teams that are doing well, everyone presumes that they're buyers. And so, you know, we obviously have been the subject of a lot of rumors. And I'm assuming, and we have gotten a few calls about different guys. And look, we'll look at each, we'll look at each thing individually. We'll discuss it. But I'm not in the, I don't think we're in the business of trading away good players unless the deals are just too good to refuse. Yeah, I think I'll just leave it at that.
Would you like more than five picks?
Well, everyone would like more than five picks, absolutely.
Unfortunately, they don't give them away. You have to give something away to get them, right?
Yeah, we're a long ways away from the draft and where we pick and how many we have is yet to be determined.
That was Mike Hoss in his one-on-one interview back in late October. Was that the 25th, Charlie?
It was the 21st, Mike. It was
21st. Okay.
It was 2 weeks ago today, actually, where he had him on the Saints Hour. There's more to it there, but that was kind of the specific chunk where Mickey talks about that they weren't necessarily in quote-unquote sell mode, and that there's all this speculation on all these players that could have been moved ahead of the deadline, Mike, and that Mickey Loomis may have had a high price tag on some pieces, and that's why they only really did move on from Rashid Shaheed and Trevor Penning ahead of the deadline. But those are kind of his comments about, you know, entering the trade deadline and what their philosophies were, and that he would have had to been blown out of the water by offers to move on from some of these players.
If there was a question mark about he was in the seller's mode, he answered that the 21st and saying they were not going to be. Okay, and the buck stops with Mickey Loomis. He's the boss. Okay, he makes the final kind of gavel hit on all personnel moves. Mickey's spoke to us numerous times about it, that everything's discussed, and when it comes back, he has the final say on all personnel moves. On the October 21st, he basically told you, we're not going to be sellers unless it's a great deal. For the Saints, or what he considered to be a great deal for the Saints.
Right.
So he basically told you exactly sort of what happened today if you thought other guys were going to get moved. And I'm sure the talk about other players centered around Alante Taylor, around a Carl Granderson, that what would it take to kind of free those guys up, in a trade? And could not come up with that deal. So what Mickey Loomis said to Mike Hoss a couple of weeks ago turned out to be true. Now, you did two deals, but it wasn't these all kind of just, hey, get rid of everything. And if you thought that, and we never thought, Bobby and I talked about it, we didn't think that would be the case here. That's never been their philosophy. And I didn't think all of a sudden that was going to change. So you heard him basically say it there on that interview that he did with Mike Haas, that he was not going to be in the seller's mode to trade away players. When we come back, it's Tulane Tuesday. We'll have on with us the head football coach of the Tulane Green Wave, John Summerall, right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettelle along with Charlie Long. It's our Tulane Tuesday segment, and it's brought to you weekly by Fleet Supply Warehouse, and they provide wholesale distribution with next day delivery throughout South Louisiana. We got the head football coach of the Tulane Green Wave, John Summerall. John, thanks so much for joining us. Man, I'm glad you're on because it's been a very uneventful day here.
Yeah, you guys, y'all are talking trade talk. We got transfer portal, but that's not right now. That's January.
Gotcha. Coach, put a bow on what happened last Thursday because, boy, it goes to show you, if you can't affect a quarterback when he's throwing the football, for the most part, I thought you did a good job in the running game. But, man, McCown, he couldn't miss. And, I mean, everything was sharp. He really didn't get a lot of pressure on him. Looking back at it, and you did have some chances throughout the game that wasn't able to capitalize on. But did you think it came down to really that not being able to affect McCown? And when a quarterback gets hot like that, it's almost like a pitcher going to the mound. Okay, just put the ball in my glove. I got it. Whatever you call, I can throw. It seemed to be that way Thursday night.
Yeah, he had a great night. He's a good player. You know, we went into the game, and we had to stop the run. The running back, Robert Henry, he was one of the leading rushers in all of college football coming into the game. And he had a couple good runs, but really we outrushed him. We won the run game by a couple yards, not by a lot, but by a little. And McCown, man, he played lights out. They did a nice job. They really didn't do a whole lot of drop back in the pocket game that took very long. Most of their pocket in the pocket drop back stuff was quick game, or just a quick shot, if you will. It wasn't like a long developing play. And then they moved the pocket with some half rolls, some run actions, some nakeds to get him out on the perimeter. So they didn't really allow our front to have an opportunity to affect the quarterback throw game as much. They kind of took them out of it to some degree. Because those guys' opportunity to affect quarterback a lot of times is in drop back passes where he stays in the pocket. And so he went 31 of 33, man. We didn't play a very good game on the back end in the secondary. We gave him some things, too, that were unconventional. And, you know, you got to cover guys down properly with the right leverage to at least make them have to make a challenging throw. We didn't make enough of them challenging. And the ones we did, he made good throws on. And so that was unfortunate. And at the end of the day, we went minus four in a turnover margin. You can't beat air doing that. I mean, I don't know. You know, I don't care how good you think you are. You can't beat anybody at any level going minus four in a turnover category.
I agree with you there, Coach. Steve Geller and I, we were doing a show that night, and we had the treasure chest, and it was just this audible gasp because we on the air when you went for the 2 points. And sort of explain, did you see something there that you thought you could hit on UTSA that would work, and it just didn't work out that particular time, that you would go for 2 points that early in the game?
Yeah, you know, really going into the game, they haven't lost a conference home game since 2020 there. They're undefeated at home. And really wanted to try to send a message to our guys, like, hey, we're going to play aggressive all night. We're going to attack. And we would have done that if we didn't feel like there wasn't something there. We missed a block. If we make a block, okay. We had one of the guys miss a block and not really attack the leverage of his block properly. If we make – there's one block if we make, we're probably up and in on that play. And it was just an execution error. It was something that, looking back on it, don't regret doing it. I mean, you know, do I wish he would have played out better? Not yet. Hell yeah. Like, I don't like the way it resulted. But you sometimes you got to take calculated risks and chances, and maybe it was a little unconventional, but sometimes we felt like we needed to try to be aggressive to send a message really as much to our team as anything about, like, hey, guys, we're coming out to play, like, all night. And we didn't really respond. That was a – you know, an error that we made, and looking back on it, maybe it wasn't the right decision, but I wouldn't have changed it because it was something that presented we felt like we had an opportunity to take advantage of.
Coach, anywhere I go today, there's the Tulane fans, and they'll ask Coach about the health issue with Sam Howard and how he's doing, and you expect him to play Friday against Memphis.
We do, and I could not be happier. I'll tell you what, Sam's a good football player, clearly. Like, he makes an impact in between the white lines. Sam's impact on our team, though, is bigger than even the plays he makes. Sam's impact is just by how he affects everybody in our organization. And him being on the field makes all of us better, and I'm excited that he's back this week. What will his snap count be will kind of be determined how he feels going into Friday night. But he's been a full participant in practice this week, really, for the most part. He's had a couple of limitations, so because of that, we may have to list him. I think our trainers will tell me I have to list him as questionable, but I expect him to be able to play.
Coach, before we get into the Memphis matchup, the AAC standings just pop off the screen to me, where you now have 6 1-loss teams in the conference: Navy, Memphis, North Texas, who Mike brought up yesterday because their quarterback's a great story, South Florida 3-1, Tulane 3-1, East Carolina 3-1, all these teams at 1 loss in conference play, which should make for a very exciting final month of the season. So before we get into Memphis, just wanted to talk to you about, you know, the American Athletic Conference, how, I guess, even it all is right now, even at the top, with all these teams with 1 loss in conference play.
Yeah, I think as you look at it, this conference has a lot of parity. There's a lot of quality teams. I think, you know, the talent of South Florida and of Memphis sticks out. Those rosters, I think, look like Power Four teams.
And then I think all those teams are doing a really nice job. We played East Carolina, who's one of those one-loss teams. And, man, going to that game, they had me worried sick about that game because they're really, really a good football team. And then, really, I think what's even more interesting in this league, other than just the top, which is ultra-competitive, and it is unique to have so many teams in the hunt this late, but man, the depth of this league. You know, UAB beat Memphis, UTSA beat us. I mean, it's just – even the teams that maybe not the perennial power or the team that's at the top of the league right now, anybody can beat you. And that's a testament to the depth of the league, to our conference. Is, man, every Saturday, every Friday, every Thursday, whatever daggum day you play, you better be ready to strap it up and play the game the right way.
You know, Coach, the first thing that jumps out on the page with Memphis, their offense, scoring offense is ranked 11th and FBS at 36.8 points per game. But balance. I mean, you're talking about a team that has just over 2,000 passing yards, 1,800 rushing yards. And obviously their quarterback, Brendan Lewis, a dual threat guy who's got 1,800 passing yards on the season, leads the team with 562 rushing yards, a bigger dude that's tough to kind of take down. But just the balance offensively, running the football, passing the football, it's going to be a major challenge for your defense this weekend. Or Friday.
Yeah, they're dynamic. They got great playmakers. They got three really good running backs. The quarterback's obviously a fantastic player. Offensive line is really good. Three returning starters from last year's team on that unit. You know, the receivers are good. This number four they got, a receiver, he was with the quarterback at Nevada previously, so they got a good rapport. The tight ends are good. They got one predominant pass-catching tight end, Christian Ross, who's a kid that I've known for a long time from Dothan, Alabama. They got a lot of weapons on offense, man. And defensively, they created a lot of negative plays, and they kind of give you sort of some unique front pictures that make it challenging to run the ball. But, I mean, they're as talented as anybody in our league. They're a really talented football team. I mean, they're a top 25 team for a reason, and we have to go play a better brand of football than we played last week, or we're going to be really disappointed in the outcome.
Coach, I was going to ask you about Ross, the tight end, because when you watch it, man, he seemingly is always open. He finds that little crease, and he gets open downfield. But when you play a team with that much speed, and boy, I remember growing up, my brother lived in that area, and they always had teams with speed, and they could run. And you look at it, that really hasn't changed in basically like 50 years. Those teams at Memphis, man, they got guys that they got like extra gear or two that can run.
They do. They're talented athletically, man. When you watch them on video, their team speed is very evident. It's a real concern. It's something that gets your attention quickly, that this team's got speed at every level on defense and everywhere on offense, and they got guys that can run.
Coach, I'm going to use a different term, but you know, when you play a bad game, I got to clean it up. This is radio, and we ain't on serious. So when you play a bad game like you did against Thursday night against UTSA, and you know, just a disappointment because the buildup to it, it looks as though maybe your team could really, really get some footing here. How do you handle that with the team? I guess a lot of people were, you know, I've had coaches tell me, I don't even let them look at the film. I've had other coaches tell me, you know what, I'll make them watch the film to see what they did wrong. I don't want it done again because I want it to be a mental exercise for them to understand that, okay, and that sometimes, man, you know, where was I supposed to be on that play? It's more of a mental deal than it is the physical part. So how did you handle that with your football team after Thursday night?
Yeah, we watched the film on our next organized team activity day, which was Saturday. We watched the tape. I'm not into, you know, some people say just burn it or flush it. I'm like, well, yeah, but what if you don't get the points corrected or cleaned up that you need to make sure you don't make the same mistakes again? And so what I'll say is I told our team when we met Saturday, I said, guys, listen, I usually show them a setting the standard tape and a not our standard tape from the game, which is like 3, 4, 5 plays that were really high level plays that are great plays that we need to make all the time, and 3 or 4 or 5 maybe self-inflicted issues that we can't continue to do that are going to cost us. And I just told him, I said, guys, I'm not showing a not our standard tape or a setting the standard tape this week because I don't feel like we played this week. I didn't feel like our team played. Now, we're going to make corrections in your position rooms. You're going to watch the tape of your position coach or your coordinator, and we're going to address squarely the issues that came up so that we don't have them come up again. But I'm not going to sit here in front of a team and, you know, berate them and lose my mind on them. I am going to point out the things we have to improve upon. And as a coach, I feel like, you know, it's our job to be extremely demanding. It's never my job to ever be demeaning. I love the guys we coach. I don't think their intent is poor at all. Maybe not locked in or misguided or maybe not quite as detailed or focused, but I don't think they went out going, man, I hope I play bad tonight. You know, I don't think that was the intent. And so then as a coach, you're trying to figure out, okay, how do we help them to get them to play better? You know, it's our job to figure out how we can help equip them to play their best or play better. And that's where you kind of you rack your brain on maybe some things you can do differently to help serve the players better. It's a player's game. It's our job to equip them to play well. And so we look it squarely in the mirror, though. In our program, man, my definition for our guys on the term accountability is, man, it's being responsible for your own actions, or a man is responsible for his own actions. That's what accountability is. And so that starts with me, but it's everybody in our program. Like, own what you didn't do well. I'm not critiquing a person ever. We critique actions around here that we have to improve to get different results. And a lot to clean up from last week, obviously.
And then, Coach, I mean, kind of building off that point from Mike, but also building off of my point from earlier about the AAC standings and how they're situated right now, this game against Memphis is still massive. Like, are you telling your team, the message to your team, that there's still every goal in front of them about the conference and where you're currently standing right now, but you have to go out and put together a complete performance against a top 25 squad in Memphis?
Yeah, there's still everything to play for in regards to the conference competition. You know, the biggest focus is, while that is still out there, it's how do we improve? You know, how do we play our best? How do we grow? How do we get better? And so, you know, I think there's a motivating factor knowing there's still everything out there conference-wise to play for, but it takes more than just motivation. It takes, you know, doing the right thing and being detailed and being conscientious about, you know, how do you win the game? Well, you win the game by, you know, the turnover margin's a big deal, and running the football is a big deal, and playing good on special teams and winning the explosive play battle. That's what's going to win the game. It's not a rah-rah speech. It's not, hey, we can win the conference if we win this game. It's like, hey, let's just focus on what gives us the best opportunity to win the game by playing really good.
Coach, I thought of this, and I thought of you last night. We got an old buddy of yours, Tommy Rybacki. He visits with us every Monday night for our Nicholls State Colonel show. And so this week they play Rio Grande Valley. So Bobby's like, I got a last question. He said, Coach, where the hell is Rio? Do they play in the Rio Grande Valley? And, you know, he starts questioning him about stadium. And he's like, Mike, I don't get it. Man, all these schools that pop up in Texas, what's the reason? And so before Coach Rybacki could answer, I said, Coach, I got this. They got a lot of people in Texas, and they got a lot of football players.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't no doubt about it. Now, it's a proud football state, a lot of good talent. Like I said, some of their best players at UTSA weren't even Texas kids. They had a lot of Texas kids that were good players, but that running backs from Mississippi.
Yeah.
A lot of good football in Texas for sure.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us. Wish you best of luck Friday as you play Memphis.
Thank you all. Roll away.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach. That was our Tulane Tuesday segment with Tulane head football coach John Summerall. That segment is brought to you weekly by Fleet Supply Warehouse, providing wholesale distribution with next-day delivery throughout South Louisiana. We'll be back to finish it up here in our number one of Sports Talk right after this break. Finishing up here in our number one of Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. So much football news and things happening at LSU with Wade Roos being the new president. But, man, congratulations to head coach Stacy Hollowell. Woo-hoo. And the UNO Privateers 78-74 win over TCU. Man, to start the season, Charlie, blew the cannon on that one. That was a big win for the Privateers. Now, I think Monday night they play the LSU Tigers, but, man, congratulations to Stacy and the UNO Privateers. Big win to start off the 2025-2026 season for the Privateers. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this news break.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.